Now more of the Press Box, presented by The Control Option. Gain more control of your cash flow and wealth with The Control Option Mindset.
And welcome back. This is the Control Option Press Box. That phone number at Control Option, 314-432-9540, to speak with an expert and begin gaining more control over your wealth today. Congratulations to Jordan Goodwin, the pride of Althoff High School last night for the Memphis Grizzlies. Goes 10 points, 5 assists, and 19 rebounds.
In the NBA we're talking about, not the G League.
In the NBA against San Antonio.
That has Wembanyama. Yeah.
Exactly.
Working.
Yeah.
In his last five games where he's getting more clock, he's averaging a double-double. And in the last month, it's very close to a double-double.
Gosh, that is just... I'm looking at most rebounds by a guard in a game in NBA history.
Got to be Oscar Robertson.
But ironically, Westbrook? Jerry West had 24.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
West was.
I can see that. Yeah.
He was so good.
Lafayette Lever had 22. Fat Lever had a couple of 20 rebounds. Jerry Sloan, 21. Jerry West, 21. God, Fat Lever just is all over this thing. And then Josh Hart
this year, right?
Yeah. He had a 19. So Jordan Goodwin ties with Josh Hart for most rebounds by a guard this season. They listed Jack Twyman, but Jack Twyman wasn't a guard. I don't think. He was like 6'7". All right, let's do a little 5 for Bob and Frank.
First for the 5 for Bob and Frank. A couple weeks ago, I talked about The Athletic. We're ranking the early rankings for the transfer portal in college basketball. Well, now CBS Sports has done this, and they ranked their top 60 players in the transfer portal since the national championship game.
Okay, wait, but does that include Avila or is that?
Avila is in there, yes.
Okay.
There's been over 1,400 players who have entered the transfer portal. Number 10 is Avila. Number 11 is Ryan Conwell, his teammate. And number 26 is Gibson Jimerson.
Wow.
Yep.
So that's three potential players right there in the top 60 that
all could be wearing Billiken uniforms next year. Who's number one, by the way?
Number one, I have to look it up. I didn't write him down. It was a guy from Florida Atlantic. Yeah, it was a guy from Florida Atlantic.
So if you're UConn, you just look at, okay, I'm going to
go down the list.
This guy.
But remember, they go after NBA guys.
Yeah. Second for the 5 for Bob and Frank, Matt Rhule, who is the head coach for Nebraska. He had talked about he had a coaching clinic where he invited Bill Belichick to talk to his coaches, and he had a lot of high praise for Bill Belichick and made it seem so surprising that Bill Belichick's not in the NFL today.
He is so smart, has seen so much, that he can make the complex so simple that it humbles you and embarrasses you. I was embarrassed yesterday listening to him, how smart he is, how simple it was. He went 4.5 hours with the coaches. Forget the clinic. Like, he came in and met with our coaching staff. And 3.5 hours in, I was like, Coach, would you like a water, a cup of coffee? Would you like to use the restroom? Because I desperately had to use the restroom, you know? And he's like, I'm fine, Matt. I was like, yes, sir. And just sitting there and just talking, right? And just his recall from things 15 years ago. And, you know, the only reason why we don't get through more information is because he's having to slow down to make sure you understand what he's saying.
Oh,
wow. That's a great line. That's really good. It is amazing that the Falcons didn't hire him.
Right.
He's 71. There's all sorts of conversation that he demanded total power and everything, and the Falcons GM wasn't going to give it up. But I guess he'll get another job, but yeah, I don't know if I'd bet on it.
Have you guys ever experienced a coach where you sit down and talk sports with and you were just in awe of his knowledge? Tony La Russa, Mike Martz.
Mike Martz,
Rick Majerus.
I was going to say Majerus, yeah.
That's good.
Third for the 5 for Bob and Frank. Jackson Holliday is getting called up to the major leagues, and he's going to be wearing number 7 for Baltimore. That's Cal Ripken Sr.'s number and also his father's number when he played for the Cardinals. Any expectations, or is this a lot to put on the number 1 prospect by giving him the number 7 jersey?
No, I don't think so. The pressure will be to live up to the expectations that he's of his ability and his performance, quite frankly, not just ability and what if. He's done it at every level. He's been magnificent. Starting the season at AAA, he's been off the charts. That's a lot to live up to. Mm-hmm. So, I think the thing that will help him is there are other young guys on the Orioles that are there in front of him. So it's not like he has to come up like Bobby Witt Jr. in Kansas City and sort of carry the load. No offense to Sal Perez, but you know what I
yes.
mean.
Yeah.
I think theoretically he'll fit right in, and obviously there'll be focus. He's the new guy. He's the number 1 prospect, but I think these other guys will take some of the heat off of him.
Yeah, imagine being 20 and in AAA with 1,000 OPS already.
Killing it.
Yeah. And Matt joked, because Matt has another son who is like the number 1 prospect in high school in America. I asked him once about over or under for 1,000 home runs. He goes, well, that's the goal.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Because with Matt, like 350, something like that.
Man, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. But can you imagine a family?
Is that the – that would definitely put them towards the top of baseball family royalty, wouldn't it?
Well, the Griffies.
Yeah.
Would they be about 900, you think, Bob? 650 and 200?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Matt Holliday, 316.
Yeah. Well, the other boys are going to have to hit a little more than him to get to 1,000.
Fourth for the 5 for Bob and Frank, Tiger Woods has arrived at the Masters, and he has 23 consecutive made cuts at the Masters, which is tied with Gary Player and Fred Couples. Do you think Tiger Woods can make it to 24 this weekend?
I would bet against it from what I've seen recently. Let's face it, almost every tournament he enters, he has to back out because of some kind of health issue. Now, does Augusta bring out all the adrenaline, and that's his place, and he's been so great there. He has 5 green jackets, maybe. But if somebody said, you want to bet, I'd probably bet against him.
I would probably do the same thing, but
hope I'm wrong.
Here's a guy that, has owned that course. He knows it, and if there's ever a time, because he knows how to play it, and because of his ability, and I don't think his ego will make him try and do things that he's not mm-hmm. capable of anymore. And if he stays within himself, I think he can do it.
Here's a real illustration of his dominance. I was online looking this up last night, in fact, is that Jack Nicklaus won 11% of the tournaments he entered. Tiger won over 20%
Whoa.
Of the tournaments he entered.
That's amazing.
And now Scottie Scheffler, who's everybody talking about now, in his last 49 events, he's won 16%. So he's like mm-hmm. on a Tiger run.
Do you think golf is at a state where there's enough personalities and faces where the coverage doesn't have to force Tiger Woods as much?
Oh, I don't know.
Or you
I
think still they need that
Tiger Woods. Especially with Liv taking away so many of the stars. I'm telling you, a lot of these PGA events this year already, you don't know who is playing. You don't know any of these guys. So that's why the Masters is going to be so great. So you're going to see
there.
Koepka,
yeah.
Jon Rahm, Dustin Johnson. I mean, that's just so great.
The other thing about the stat you just brought up about the winning percentage, several golfers came through in the heyday of Tiger's career to challenge him and fell by the wayside. When you got Nicklaus and Palmer, there, it's not – and I'm not saying what Tiger did was easy. I'm not denigrating the stat, but I think it's – you got to dig a little deeper. When you've got other guys that are just as good, and nobody in the last 25 years is just as good as Tiger Woods. But when Nicklaus played, you had Palmer
That's
and
fair.
A couple of others
Gary
that were right
Player.
There. Yeah. So, again, I'm not denigrating the stat. I'm just saying try to look mm-hmm. at, understand it more.
Yeah, Phil Mickelson was good, but he wasn't quite that consistent competitor, right?
Hall of Famer, but I wouldn't put him on Palmer's there, but... But, like, Tiger had to beat guys like Chris DeMarco and Jim Furyk and Y.E. Yang and Rocco Mediate and,
Again, I'm not denigrating it. You win, you win. And you win dominating. And it was a his career has been a beautiful thing to watch. I'm but just trying to put perspective
you
on
you have to nitpick when you start talking about the greats of the greats. Yeah. That's how I ended up going every time anyway in all sports.
But with that said, in their prime, I would take Tiger over Jack Nicklaus. I mean, I could see the other argument.
Is Tiger going to hit the Persimmon Woods or does he get to hit a big monster club? And what does Jack get to hit?
Yeah.
Just asking.
That's a great, that's a great point.
I just think that Tiger at crunch time. I mean,
it's something else.
When he had to make a putt more than any golfer ever, he made the putt. How about Jack Nicklaus finished second? How many times? Take a guess.
Second.
How many total wins? So that's what I'd want to look at. I'd say the seconds are real close to it. I don't know.
Yeah, in fact, major-wise.
Oh, majors. Okay.
Okay.
I'll say.
Wait a minute.
In the majors, his second, I'll say 14 seconds in the majors.
I was going to say 9.
Here's one of the most unbelievable stats. He finished either first, second, or third in major championships a staggering 46 times. That's 20 more than any other player in history.
So what is his majors win? 18? Is that right?
Yes.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
And Tiger's so to 46. Yeah. So that would probably, 15 or so seconds. Same thing with thirds. Yeah. That'd be my guess.
That's unbelievable.
That's impressive. Yeah, I didn't realize that's that. Lastly, for the 5 for Bob and Frank, I don't know if you guys heard this sound, but Draymond Green was on his podcast, and he had his teammate Klay Thompson on there, and he asked him a question. Draymond asked Klay Thompson about his ejections and how it affects the game, and Klay Thompson was brutally honest with Draymond Green.
When I get ejected or something of that nature or suspended, what do you feel? How do you feel? It's going to crush me, but I need to hear it.
When you're not out there, it's like a piece of us is gone. We can never be ourselves and have the freedom we do on the court without you. So I know the other team is very happy you're not out there. They relax a little bit. They let their hair down because our muscle's gone. Our enforcer, the heartbeat of our team is not out there. We've been through so many battles, reached the mountaintop, been down the mountain, had to climb back up. And now we have another real shot at this. So at the end of the day, we just need you. And that disappointment and that feeling of shaking your head that just comes from like, dang, man, we can't do this without you. And we're not the Warriors without Money Green. That's just a fact.
That's pretty good. It is a really, really nice way to be critical.
Yeah, yes, it was. Yes, it wasn't too overly critical. And then Draymond Green had a big game last night against the Lakers. I know Anthony Davis didn't play, but he was a big factor in that Golden State Warriors win against the Lakers last night.
Yeah. Is that going to be the play-in or the Lakers?
Yeah, the Lakers are going to – looks like if they can win, they'll be in the play-in. They'll be the 8th seed. It looks like right now the Kings are the 9th seed and the Golden State Warriors are the 10th seed.
There's Tiger Woods right now on the screen, and you couldn't tell that ankle is as bad as it is right now. But, boy, it's going to be great.
Everyone is saying that the second day is what's really going to matter and see if that adrenaline is still there to keep him going.
Do you remember the time when Tiger got to the 14 majors? He's at 15 now after the one in 2019. But you remember a time where he's going to just soar past Jack Nicklaus?
Yes, yeah. That's what it felt like.
Yeah, and a funny thing happened. He never got there, so... All right, so tomorrow we're going to have a really good weekly special.
Spiro's,
141 in Olive, one of the great Greek restaurants we've ever had in St. Louis. I think they're going to bring some euros and some good Greek salads. What else do we have working tomorrow?
Holly and Grauer in the first hour.
Oh, there we go.
And then Relo talking blues.
Perfect.
I'd be interested in getting Coach Grauer's thoughts because I know Coach Schertz reached out to him, and so I'd be interested to hear Rich's side of the conversation.
Yeah, what a nice gesture by Coach Schertz right away. So, all right, we will take a break, a 22-hour one. Nate and Kevin coming up next.
This is 590 The Fan.